Shot back into the middle. Barco! Score! Hashtag watch Barco. 2-0 Atlanta United.
That the voice of 92.9 The Game's on Mike Conti, voice of our five stripes, as Ezekiel Barco gets his second goal of the season, both coming on the road, by the way. I got to ask Jason Longshore about that. Can we get that at the house? As Atlanta United win 2-1 versus Orlando City SC in what I'm calling dramatic fashion, and I don't mean just the play on the field. This particular match, there was a lot going on. For those that saw it on TV, you know you can always hear Mike Conti and Jason Longshore give you the broadcast live of our Atlanta United right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And with no further ado, joining us via the WadeFord.com hotline, let's get Jason Longshore into the game. Longshore.
What's up, Stan?
You all right, man? Did you get out of there safely? That was crazy what happened, man, down here in Orlando. You good?
Yeah, we're good. I don't know if you could hear the hecklers in front of us on the call, but yeah, we had some fans telling us what they thought about that match in front of us. I think some of it did make the air. It was quite entertaining, but 3 points. 3 points is 3 points. It was a great performance from Atlanta United overall.
Yeah, man, and here the five stripes, as I understand it, are back in first place, and I'll take that. You know what I mean? The five stripes have spoiled us. I had some concerns. There were some folks that said, Stan, you didn't think they were going to. I predicted the five stripes to win because I listened to guys like you and Mike Conti. But let's ultimately talk about why we got here. And I look at Ezekiel Barco, and listen, I can't give you all of the intricate soccer terms. That's why I lean on you. But here's a guy that's getting it done on the road. Can we get that to translate to getting some stuff here at the house? But more importantly, how did he get it done today in Orlando?
It's a team effort. The 3-5-2 with Barco, Almiron, Martinez, the three of them, just the more they play together, the more chemistry they build. And you go back and watch that Barco goal. It started with a pass from Almiron at midfield to Barco. Barco carries it, plays it out wide to Garza. And then Garza, with a cutback, doesn't look to just try to blast it in, hope somebody gets on the end of it. He picked Barco and Almiron. They were both right there out. And you go back and you watch that finish from Barco outside of the right foot, off the underside of the crossbar again. It's almost an impossible shot to save. Barco is still like kind of growing into the role here with Atlanta United, I think. I don't think we're seeing the best of Ezekiel Barco yet. And if this is just a taste of it, wait till he gets comfortable.
I like it. Okay. I want to ask you about something else. I had a note. Okay, so clearly – first of all, my man Gresselmania is back. I like getting Gressel back into the lineup. That's my dude. I just like saying Gresselmania. The other thing is clearly with I want Alex Cann. I'm reading through my notes. I made a note. Alex Cann, this was not his first career start. Am I misreading that or is that accurate?
No, it was his first start of the season.
First start this year.
Gotcha. The starter for the first half of last year before Brad Kazan got here.
Kazan, thank you.
But he hadn't played in a while. He played the first match for ATL UTD2, then he had a knee injury. So it's really tough to come into a role like that when you haven't played, you're not in rhythm. And I thought Alec Cann played well tonight. He made a couple nice saves, not a whole lot he could do on the goal he gave up. He made a nice save on the first shot, Will Johnson from distance, kind of a knuckler at him. He had to just get something on it. Wasn't able to get it quite far wide enough. But overall, Alec Cann, you know, stepped in and did the job for Brad Kazan.
That's the voice of Jason Longshore. You hear him alongside Mike Conti on all our Atlanta United broadcasts. Make sure you follow him on social media. He's on Twitter at Longshue, joining us via the WadeFord.com hotline. All right. I'm going through my notes. As I'm watching the match and I'm listening to you guys, I take my notes. I don't want to get to the fans just yet. You made a couple of comments in regards to the conditioning. When you and I spoke last week, we knew there were three matches coming up in 8 days. I didn't feel conditioning was an issue in the first half of this game that could be given the rivalry nature of this contest. Do you think that had something to do with the second half?
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. I mean, you know, you play three games in a week, you're going to feel it. You're not going to be 100%, but I think the team was in better shape than they could have been later in the season. You know, you haven't had this grind yet, and you focused on conditioning in your preseason. It showed tonight. You know, they did get a lift from the rivalry element of it. They got a lift from getting an early goal, too, and that's an easy way to take control of a match. Second half, with a 2-0 lead going into it, you had the luxury of sitting back a little bit more and defending a little bit more, not having to chase everything down, and it paid off. You know, Darlington Nagbe put in a long shift. I think he was gassed by the end of it. It paid off in the sense that you had enough in the tank to come down here on a muggy night and deal with the pressure that, you know, just the match gave you. You know, Orlando, I think, really wilted under that pressure, and Atlanta United rose above it.
I'm glad you brought up the conditions. There was the thought that some thunderstorms could make the pitch not ideal, and that might impact the attacking style of the Atlanta United in this 3-5-2. Did you feel that the conditions of the pitch impacted this at all?
No, it would have if we'd seen more rain, which looks like it's coming, you know, later. So we'll have to see if our flight gets delayed tomorrow. We'll have to wait and see on that one. But the groundskeeper at Orlando City Stadium as well did an amazing job. They're one of the best in the league, and decent bit of rain during the match, but it didn't impact it at all. You know, the ball might have skipped a little bit at the end, but the conditions actually worked out okay for Atlanta in this one.
This is a perfect time to ask about the fans. And obviously at the end of the game, for those that didn't see the match, shame on you. But I saw for the first time in my life in an MLS match, that is, you know, in Europe and some other places, you can see the fans get kind of rowdy. But there was all type of debris, and you could hear hints of, you know, profanity kind of coming in through the broadcast that we could pick up. Walk us through that scene, what led to that reaction for the Orlando City SC fan base, and what it was like in real time to be in that moment.
It was pretty intense. I mean, this is a huge game for Orlando because you gotta think about Orlando City as a club right now. They came in 2015. They have not made the playoffs yet in their history. They've spent a good bit of money. They built a beautiful stadium. They watched the team that came in with them in 2015, NYCFC, go to the playoffs, become one of the elite teams in the league. Orlando hasn't gotten there yet. Last year, Atlanta comes in, year one, takes all the headlines, takes the points against Orlando. Atlanta goes to the playoffs in year one. Orlando still hasn't gotten there yet. Atlanta has become that measuring stick for Orlando, and that's, you know, a match coming into it. The fans put a lot of pressure on it. I think the players put a lot of pressure on themselves. I think the staff put a lot of pressure on themselves. And you could see that in the way it played out. Orlando really seemed like they were on edge from the opening whistle. And when things went against them that they felt, they didn't like a call here or there, or you started to see some frustration between teammates, it just kept boiling over. And that incident at the very end had come after a couple calls that fans weren't happy about. Players were expressing their displeasure quite often. And the last play, we've seen the video. Will Johnson, you know, took a dive trying to get a call in the, you know, in stoppage time. It happens. And the fans reacted accordingly. They thought they were supposed to get that call and then threw things on the field. I hate to see that part of it. I love to see the passion. And they sounded great in terms of just making noise for their team. It was loud. It was really intense. But it can't go over that line. And I feel like Orlando on the field really struggled with the pressure they were under. It seemed like they just could not play their match because of how much pressure they were feeling.
Again, the voice of Jason Longshore, you hear him alongside Mike Conte right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game for all your Five Stripes coverage. Five Stripes back in action versus the New York Red Bulls next Sunday. 6:30 is the pregame. Kick is at 7. Jason, let me get you out of here on this. Your takeaways from today, as the Five Stripes are now back into the lead in the Supporters Shield standings. your takeaway from the day in terms of your notes when you got up and you looked over this thing. Did anything surprise you? Did anything stand out of the ordinary? Or was this just business as usual?
Somewhat business as usual, but we were just having a conversation with Doug Robertson from the Atlanta Constitution. And when you look at Tito Villalba forced to come off the bench for this team right now, I don't think anyone would have predicted at the beginning of the season that Atlanta United would prioritize having an extra defender, an extra center back, and tonight it was Miles Robinson over Tito Villalba in the starting lineup. Atlanta has shown that they can win and they can play in a variety of different ways. They can be on the front foot and win a match 5-0 like they did against LAFC. They can defend and park the bus like they did 1-0 against Minnesota. And tonight was a little of both. On the front foot in the first half, able to grind it out in the second half. And this defense, they don't get enough credit. Michael Parkhurst, Leandro Gonzalez-Pires, Miles Robinson were all just immense tonight. Shut Dom Dwyer down, shut down a team that was on a six-match winning streak.
There it is, man. Well, you guys be safe getting out of there. Don't take no crap from those fans when you're out moving around. If you need some security down there, I think I can put in a call to somebody that's in the area to help y'all out, get you some muscle. I don't want you around there doing too much bragging, but we are happy that you're bringing a win back to Atlanta, man. Y'all be safe getting back.
Well, hey, next time we come down here, we might have to bring you with us.
You know what? I'm down for that. We need to talk to Double X. Get me on that charter. We got to figure out something. I got to get down there and go on the road with you guys. You guys sound like you have a ton of fun.
Appreciate it.
All right,
Dan.
Man. Take
I'll see
care.
You soon.